Nassau County Board of Supervisors, February 16th meeting. Will you please rise and join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have now the public comment period. It's an opportunity for anyone to come and address the board for items that are not on the agenda. If you care to do that, I would ask that you confine your comments to 5 minutes. Seeing no one then, we'll move on and consider the consent calendar, which is all the items on the agenda that have an asterisk beside them. Is there anybody that cares to pull an item from the consent calendar? Okay, seeing none, we'll entertain a motion for approval on that calendar.
A motion to approve the consent calendar.
A motion for approval by Supervisor DeMartini, a second by Supervisor Monteith. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Our scheduled item then, or for this evening's agenda, is item B7. It's a request for approval of the reduction in force of 4 filled full-time positions in the Department of Planning and Development, Building Permits Division. Mr. Ford, when you're ready.
Sure, thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I am not very happy to be here this evening. I'm here for the third time in 2 years to request an additional reduction in force in the Building Permits Division of the Department of Planning and Community Development. I'm also here just to give you a little snapshot of the state of the county's building and construction economy, because it does affect us. The Building Permits Division is funded entirely by permit and inspection revenue and does not rely on a single cent of general fund dollars. We are financially dependent on who walks in the door with what kind of building permit request. The continuing slowdown in the building industry has resulted in a decrease in construction and inspection activity for our department during the first half of this fiscal year. The number of permits issued through December 2009 have decreased by about 30% from this time last year. From 2005 to 2007, we averaged about 4,000 permits per year. The last 2 years have shown a marked decrease in these permits, and our projections now show an estimate of only about 1,700 permits this year by the end of July. Typically, we see about a 50-50 split in the numbers, permit numbers, and the revenue that's generated between the first half of the fiscal year and the second half. So we assume that by doubling what we received through to December, that gives us a fairly accurate estimate. The numbers at the bottom of this graph show the number of employees within the division during each year. We currently have 18 positions, and this action tonight will take us down to 14. The value of the permits also is interesting to look at. Those have decreased as well. In 2006, we saw that all permits issued valued about $200 million. By 2009, the value of the permits issued decreased to about $60 million. Our annual customer counts have gone down similarly. From 2005 to 2007, the Building Permits Division saw over 10,000 customers at the counter on the third floor each year. By 2009, this number had dropped to about 6,000 visitors per year. Revenue has also seen a marked decrease in the last few years. We project this year that we receive about half the revenue that we did in 2005. But not everything is going down. It doesn't follow that trend. If you look at the average cost per employee over the last 10 years, that's increased by about 55%. And I need to stress that this is not all related to salary costs. We've seen increases in combined overtime, retirement, health insurance, taxes, workers' comp, and unemployment. In the Building Permits Division, the average cost per employee has risen from about $58,000 a year in 2001 to a current average of about $90,000 per employee. By next year, I expect the average cost to rise to almost $100,000. And I need to remind you again, this is just total cost. It is not just salaries. If no action is taken, projecting out over the next 2 fiscal years, we expect to see costs for the division exceed $1.9 million per year. Revenue is expected to drop between $1.4 and $1.5 million per year over the same time frame. This would result in the use of fund balance of upwards to $400,000 to $500,000 per year. and it has been my goal to bring you a balanced budget with no use of fund balance whatsoever. And I have to say and have to admit that I have not been very successful in that endeavor over the last 2 years. But with the actions we propose today, we can bring the expenses down to closer to balanced, and if we can implement other forms of salary savings, such as continued furloughs next year, or if the retirement board can reduce our projected costs, we may actually balance out. But that's entirely dependent, again, on the types and numbers of building permit applications that walk in the door. And I do not have a crystal ball that can predict what's going to happen in the future. We've been able to take advantage of salary savings this year, resulting from limited funding provided by the building division, by the redevelopment agency, our community development block grants, our neighborhood stabilization program, public facility fee administration, and capital projects. It's unlikely that the revenue sources from these programs will continue indefinitely, and we've done our best to estimate revenues based on our best guess as to what the future may hold. We're currently looking at the potential of consolidating services or sharing services with the City of Modesto, and already contract out our plan check and inspection services to the City of Ceres. We're more than willing to look at any and all options to increase efficiency and expand our partnerships, including contracting our services to other cities or agencies in the region. There are several services additionally in the Building Permits Division that we have provided and continue to provide that have no revenue to support them. This includes something as simple as covering bank charges for credit card charges, collection and reporting of fees for other departments and districts, or providing receptionist duties for the entire third floor. In the next few months, we will be looking at a variety of cost savings and cost sharing possibilities for all of our services, and we will likely be back with some fee adjustments as well. Because of the decreasing revenue and increasing costs projected over the next 2 years, I'm recommending the deletion of 4 filled positions within the division: 2 building inspectors, 1 senior engineering technician, and 1 application specialist. This proposed reduction in staff has been designed to continue to provide a basic level of service based on the decreased numbers of active building permits. With the combination of the previous reductions, the assignment of 3 staff actually to other duties with other revenue sources, the reduction in force is proposed, and the remaining vacancy of our chief building official, the division will essentially have only 10 people to do the required work on a daily basis. All that being said, the reduction in staff as proposed may result in impacts to our important departmental goals, but it's necessary to address the immediate and long-term reductions of revenue from construction permits and other charges for services. However, you and the citizens of this county have excellent employees working in our building permits division, including, by the way, the people we're letting go. They are dedicated and committed to continuing to provide core services in an efficient manner to our customers. We will find a way through this, and we will continue to provide our core services as effectively as possible. With that being said, my recommendation is that this board approve the reduction in force of 4 filled full-time positions in the department to be effective March 27, 2010, and to amend the salary position allocation resolution to reflect those changes. Both my interim chief building official, Steve Treat, and myself are here to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Ford? Anyone from the audience who care to comment? Okay, seeing none, we'll bring this back to the board for final comments or for a motion.
So with a heavy heart that we have no choice but to approve the staff recommendations.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Okay. For a second? Okay, a motion by Supervisor O'Brien, second by Supervisor Kayser. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries 5-0. And we want to thank those employees that this affects the most for their service. And it's not a choice that we willingly make, but it's the economic situation we find ourselves in beyond our control. So we'll pass that back to him. I appreciate it.
We certainly will. Thank you very much, sir.
Let's consider correspondence then.
This board has received a letter from Merced County Supervisor Pedroza and Mayor Spriggs of Merced requesting support to place the heavy maintenance facility for the high-speed rail system in Merced County.
Refer this to the Chief Executive Office and the San Joaquin Valley Rail Committee.
This board has received a letter from the Corporation for Education Network Initiatives in California regarding broadband network access for Valley and Mountain communities.
refer this to the Chief Information Officer.
This board has received a notice from the State Department of Toxic Substance Control regarding upcoming field work at Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Oakdale Service Center located at 811 West J Street in Oakdale, California, from February 16th through the 26th, 2010.
Please refer this to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of these claims and refer them to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports this evening? Please, Supervisor Chiesa.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the correspondence number one that we received from Merced County with regards to the maintenance facility, I was wondering if I could work with CEO Robinson to draft some sort of letter of support. I think that there has been quite a few areas. I think Merced, Chowchilla, Fresno, and the Bakersfield Kern area have expressions of interest with this, and the most benefit would come from Merced County getting this facility. I think there's the potential for quite a few jobs.
Okay, as you're the board designee to all things railroad, just go right ahead and do that.
Okay.
It's not a motion that that the board needs to make.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that. Any other board reports or comments? If not, we'll entertain a legislative, fiscal, and management report from a chief executive officer.
Thank you, Chairman Grover. Just a few items to touch on this evening. I would like to thank Kirk Ford for the work that he's done with planning and community development. It's a difficult time in the building industry and a difficult time across the county economically, and we certainly are feeling it at all levels. I say that kind of in preparation for the next comment that I'm going to make, which is that has been only one budget hearing scheduled this week before the legislature, and that occurred today in the Senate Budget Committee to address the substantial budget deficit that the state of California is facing. I would note that the legislature seems to feel that one time a week is enough, and here in Stanislaus County we probably met 15 times in the last 10 days working on specific financial impacts of both the state budget and our local economy. I would hope that the state legislature and the administration would take this substantial deficit more seriously than they have to this point. Transportation proposal is still not complete or available to the public, and as it moves forward and we see what is being proposed to be swapped with what, we will provide you some additional information. On the redevelopment agency side, the current lawsuit filed by the California Redevelopment Association was heard in Sacramento Superior Court on February 5th. We don't have a ruling on that yet, but we do understand that we do have a March 1 deadline to notify the county auditor on how we intend to pay the nearly $3 million to the state of California, irrespective of the pending lawsuit. The outcome of the lawsuit is unknown, and the California Redevelopment Association is recommending that our local RDAs do not make the payment until the last minute in May, and our leader, Kirk Ford, wholeheartedly agrees with this. I would like to let you know that SB 85, which is a Cogdill bill, negative bailout, has flown through the Senate on a 35-0 vote, is enrolled and on the governor's desk awaiting action. This provides some very nominal relief to the county over the next 2 years if the property tax rolls increase in value, if the property tax rolls increase in value, which we certainly hope that they will. If property tax rolls stay the same or decrease, it will provide no benefit to Stanislaus County. A note on the design build question that is before the legislature now. County staff have provided written testimony to the Senate Local Government Committee on the effectiveness of the design build process at the local level, and we'll see what the outcome of that is. I would also like to report that the Washington, D.C. Collaborative has finalized its items for the Washington, D.C. platform, which include radio operability, Orestimba Creek, Colony River Regional Park, Carpenter Road, the Family Justice Center, and a report on the wastewater recycling project, which is a regional project, which we hope will have long-term effect of providing much-needed irrigation water to the Westside communities. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. That concludes our meeting this evening. This meeting stands adjourned.